Lagos, you are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. How na day? Happy New Year. I guess it has been quite a while that we've had episodes. Been quite busy and so many things have been happening. But give God the glory for seeing another new year. We know that this year, by the grace of Almighty God, it will be well with us. What am I here to discuss today? I'm here to discuss the Beta Edu saga and the need for public officers, some public officers, to misappropriate public funds, people's commonwealth. I know that during the previous administration, there were some accusations of misappropriation and diversion of funds, and also mismanagement of funds, which led to this economic chaos we are presently undergoing that is causing a lot of hardship among the general population. And now, of recent moment, we are hearing stupendous amounts of money, some in billions, that have been diverted, that have been misappropriated and misspent. It is very disheartening to even see that the audacity of people that engage in these activities of diverting public funds without the fear of prosecution, without the fear of condemnation, without the fear of God. Let me put it that way. I do not know how a minister can justify paying over 500 million naira of public funds into a private account. Meanwhile, telling us that money, that person whose account that money was paid into, is a contractor or has a right to get. I mean, it is unethical. Let me just put it that way. For such thing to happen, obviously, it is shady, very shady. And to top it all, the Federal Ministry of Finance came up with a statement saying that they did not authorize that transaction. And the minister, the Honorable Minister, now suspended by the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And I also read on the news that she was also invited by the EFCC to give a statement regarding the whole fiasco. Meanwhile, if you are a student of history, you remember when the then governor, Alhaji Seya of Bayelsa State, was being prosecuted by EFCC, how some citizens of Bayelsa State were protesting and saying that, was it Alhaji Seya? I think it was the governor of Delta State. It was the governor of Delta State, sorry. And the citizens were protesting, I've forgotten his name now, and saying that it's their son, they should not prosecute him, it's not their money, or this or that. I don't know. There were some concerned Niger Delta Citizen Forum saying that their daughter is being maligned. Her daughter is being maligned so that they can disgrace her and rubbish her name. Please, it's just disheartening. We need to call a spade in this country. Why is it that money is meant for every single person, both young and old in the country, is only sitting in one pocket? And some are so comfortable while seeing others suffer. Suffering is too much. Suffering is too much. Children are out of school. People can hardly feed. People can hardly pay their rent. People can hardly buy their drugs. People are dying. and yet some possibly feel comfortable to carry monies meant to alleviate this hardship into a personal account. There was a video of her recently giving some visitors to her office dollars, and those also were showing it off on video. It's just unbecoming of somebody that is supposed to be an honorable minister. She's innocent until proven guilty, but from what we have seen on the social media, in the public space, those actions are condemnable. And for the president in slashing down expenditures, it's good that he's doing it, but this is what should have been done from the get-go, when we saw the economy was tanking. Anyway, that is the brief I have for you today. Until I come again with another interesting episode, I say bye.